State lawmakers are expected to consider allowing a retail cannabis market during the upcoming legislative session. Meanwhile, Vermont's medical marijuana industry has been quietly growing since 2013, when the first dispensary opened to serve seriously ill patients. Today, dispensaries are located in towns from Bennington and Brattleboro to Middlebury and Burlington. They produce more than 1,700 pounds of dried marijuana a year and serve more than 5,700 people. VPR's Nina Keck toured a dispensary in Brandon that hopes to double its output this year.
Grassroots Vermont is one of five registered medical marijuana dispensaries in the state. There's no sign out front. Driving by the tidy warehouse-like structure, it's easy to miss.
Yeah, so I mean, we have kind of a very unassuming steel building that you couldn't really tell what it is from the outside. And then inside, we've built all of these interior rooms that have all of our equipment in them, all our plants in them, all of our environmental controls.
Spencer Bell is director of cultivation at Grassroots Vermont. He opens a door to one of six growing rooms, and fluorescent light pours out.
So this is where all of our propagation and all of our veg happens.
In other words, this room is the nursery where baby pot plants get their start. Shelves hold greenery in lots of different stages, including what he calls clones, clippings from more mature mother plants that they can either grow or sell.
So how many plants in this particular room?
At any given time in this room, there could be up to about almost 300 plants, depending on what cycles are going on. Like, this room was all full yesterday, completely full. You couldn't even walk in the door.
Bell says the previous day, they culled, repotted, and moved more mature plants to their next stage. That occurs in a different set of rooms. And before Bell shows those to me, he hands me a pair of dark protective glasses.
You'll see the difference. So, okay, so this is one of our flowering rooms. And, you know, we have this much stronger yellow light. They're called high-pressure sodium lights.
The plants will get about 8 to 9 weeks in this room, filling out and flowering as they soak in the brilliant yellow glare. They'll also undergo a purification process.
For about the last 16 to 18 days, we'll just run plain reverse osmosis water through the plants. And essentially what that does is it clears out any excess nutrients, anything that's left in the soil and in the plant to really give it a clean product at the end.
When all that's finished, the plants are cut and taken to a drying room where they cure upside down for 2 to 3 weeks.
Many people don't really realize, but drying and curing is actually kind of the make it or break it point in any sort of cannabis operation.
Altogether, the entire process takes about 4 months, longer if they start with seeds. And that leads us to another part of the building.
I can talk to you a little more about what we do in this room and in our department.
David Kenny oversees the packaging department at Grassroots Vermont. Two employees sit at a large table inside the small room. The air is pungent and earthy.
It smells good in here.
Yes, it does. This room smells pretty strong all the time.
Kenny says they sell 12 different strains of marijuana, and each has its own flavor, fragrance, and potency. Like Black Cherry Punch, the strain of dried flowers that an employee is hand-trimming at the table.
And you can see here what it looks like when it comes out, all leafy, and then what he's getting it to look like is nothing but nice buds.
He's almost like a bud stylist.
Yes, yes. And really the main thing is he's getting his hand and eyes on every bud that goes out so he can check it for quality and make sure there's nothing there that shouldn't be there.
Inventory is tightly controlled in the building, and there are locks, cameras, and other security features. And you can't just walk in. To buy from a registered dispensary, you have to have a qualifying ailment like AIDS, Parkinson's, cancer, or other debilitating condition. You have to fill out a state application, have a medical provider certify you qualify, and pay a $50 administrative fee.
It isn't a fast process, unfortunately.
Rob Riggin is director of patient services at Grassroots Vermont. He says those who qualify can purchase up to 56 grams or 2 ounces of dried marijuana a month. Because pot is still illegal under federal law, patients have to pay out of pocket. Dispensaries set their own prices with a sliding scale based on people's ability to pay. According to the state, most dispensaries charge in the neighborhood of $350 per ounce. Because some people don't want to smoke marijuana, Rob Riggin says they also sell a variety of edible products made with cannabis-infused coconut oil. Things like cookies, chocolate peanut butter cups, and savory goldfish crackers.
And being that the crackers are small, it allows you to take very small doses, which is something that we always encourage people to start with.
Grassroots Vermont's dispensary in Brandon serves more than 500 clients. And manager Christopher Walsh says that number should increase significantly this year.
The grow rooms have already doubled in size, and we're about to start a renovation in 2 weeks that will double what was already double.
Walsh says that will provide marijuana for a second dispensary in Williston that they hope the state will approve later this year. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Brandon.